I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Colossians 2 and 6. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith. My God, don't we need that today? And as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Thank God this evening. Everybody said amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad? Amen, that God works in your life. Amen. You know something? Amen. We sang that little song with them children, but I'm telling you, how many actually realize what they're saying, what the children sing? He's still working on me. Amen. Am I really letting Him work on me? Amen. That's what I want to tell you a little. Amen. God has been, moving me in my soul in the last few weeks. Amen. God's given opportunities to do things, and God's opening some doors, and I believe God's going to open some more down the road. Amen. But God's trying to do some things. You hear me? Amen. My, if I ever felt, amen, like God, amen, wants to let the wind blow and the river flow. Amen. I can tell it. Amen. I want to tell you, wherever He can find somebody that will let Him, amen, He's going to send forth, amen, His Spirit, amen, to God. And if we'll let God, amen, if we'll stay in that altar, that river will flow out from under the south side of that altar. You hear me? Amen. My God, and everywhere that it goes, it'll bring life. Amen. To God. Hallelujah. I want that river to flow in my life. Amen. That's the whole reason that God's whole plan of God for Christianity, amen, is for vessels through which, amen, God can flow. Jesus said, the water that I give you, young lady, amen, to that little lady at Sychar, amen, will be in you. Amen. A well of water springing up into everlasting life. My. Cut that alive. Amen, old brother Swaggart's son. There is a river that flows from God above. Amen, there is a fountain that is filled with His pure blood. Come to these waters, because there is a vast supply. There is a river, and it never shall run dry. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Well, amen. You preach a lot of songs, Brother Joe. Well, that's when they wrote songs. Hello. Amen. That had a message. Amen. Glory to God. There's power in the blood. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you. Amen. I can tell you, if He moves us. Amen. Like God wants to move us. The Word of God said that God moved old Samson in the camp of Dan between, amen, Esther and Eshtiol. At times, God moved that man. Hallelujah. Amen. If we let God move us, He'll do things. Amen. If we'll let God abound. Amen. I'm going to look back at this scripture, then I'm going to go a little further from the one that I went this morning. Amen. The Word of God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless it. I stand ready, saith the Lord. Behold, I say to thee, I say again, I stand ready to move in this hour. If, behold, if I can find a hungry heart, behold, if I can find a vessel through which I may pour myself through, behold, if I can find those who desire me more than the things of the world, saith the Lord, I stand ready to move in this hour. I stand ready to set forth mine arm, amen, to breathe upon my people, and behold, to cause the wind of the Spirit to blow, amen, once again in the hearts of the believer and in the lives thereof. thereof, saith the Lord. If I can find a willing vessel, I'll stand ready, saith the Lord. Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. They that wait on the Lord. That waiting on the Lord is not waiting for God to get ready to move. Amen. That waiting on the Lord is waiting for the amen for us to get to God the place where He can get us ready where He can move. Amen. That's the whole issue. Amen. God ain't going to just move, amen, erratically in some, amen, unprearranged way. God's way has always been arranged. Hello? Amen. The order, first order of heaven is order. Amen. God's got an order and He will not deviate from it. Amen. When you and I can get lined up with God, amen, and get in the order of God, I want to tell you, heaven will flow, amen, through that line. My. Amen to God. I love to graft trees. And amen, in grafting, you got to line the cambium layer up in the bark, amen, where you can transfer the energy of that rootstock, amen, up into that scion that you grafted onto it. Amen. I can tell you when we get lined up, amen, hallelujah, line up on line, line up on line, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. I want to tell you something, when we get lined up, amen, God will flow, amen, through us like a river, amen, He'll give us life like we ain't never known. Woo! Hallelujah! We talk about life. Amen. I mean, tell you, He's the resurrection and the life. Amen. Let me hurry. Amen. Here in this passage of Scripture, the Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Colossae. Amen. And there's the Colossian church. Amen. We find out that Paul wrote a lot of wonderful things to them. Amen. He's here. He said, as ye therefore have received Christ, so walk ye in Him. Amen. What does that mean, Brother Joe? It means we don't change. Just like I come to that altar on January the 13th, I come back to that altar again today. Amen. I come not being any more worthy than I was then. Hello? Within myself. Amen. I come looking, what's the reason, Brother Joe? Because it's Him. Amen. Everything that we'll ever do, amen, we could never have been done, amen, without the Lord. Amen. That old song said, and everything that I would do, I just can't do without the Lord. Oh, come on. Amen. Nobody can do the work of God except that God work in them. That's what your Bible and mine says. Amen. But if God's working in us, amen, then we can do things that this old man by himself can never do. Amen to God. My. Hallelujah. I feel Him in the house. Amen. He'll do things that will astound our minds if we will give Him an opportunity. Want to abound in God. Lord, I want more of You, amen, than I've ever had. Listen, I think there's got to be, once again, a hunger in the church. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed are the poor in spirit, the Word of God says. So here in this passage, He said, as you receive Christ, all you got to do is just keep walking like you started. Amen to God. Don't change anything. Come on, Brother Joe. We got all this junk that comes down today. 5 easy steps for this and 6 easy steps for that. I want to tell you, it's been the same ever since. Amen. God instituted it. Amen. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. If I'll just walk with God, amen, our Brother Tony McCullough says, and walk with God. And of the truth, He'll walk with you. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, if we'll walk with Him, amen, He'll walk with us. And He'll lead us in places like we ain't never been. Hallelujah. He'll carry us, amen, through things. And He'll give us power over things like we never known that we could have. Amen. Now, I feel it in my spirit tonight. Amen. Well, listen, beware lest any man spoil you. Amen. He said, then be back, rooted and built up in Him, established in the faith that ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Amen. We must be established in this Word. Amen. Come on, brother. I know we got this folks. This modern day religion says just leave your doctrine at the door. Amen. Anybody says that to me, I ain't going in. Amen. Come on. I ain't leaving what this book said at the door. Amen. No, sir. What's been established in this book, you leave that book at the door, you leave God at the door. Amen. I said, you leave the Lord there. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I'm going where the Word says. Come on with me. Amen. What this Word is established, I want to tell you, heaven and earth's going to pass away, but He said, my Word's going to abide forever. Amen. That's like that little woman. They're going to carry her and mix her up. Amen. She says, "Lady, lady, don't you know that the Word of God says that the heavens are going to be burning and the earth is going to be destroyed with a fervent heat? Where are you going to be when all that's going on?" She said, "I'm going to be standing on the Word." Amen. Because He said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but My Word shall abide forever." I'm going to be standing there. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I'm anchored in Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. I'm covered by Him. Amen. David said in the 27th Psalm, "Amen, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? When the enemy rises up against me, Thou shalt hide me in the secret place of Thy pavilion. Thou shalt stand me upon a rock." Oh, hallelujah. Amen. That's Christ. Amen. I want to stay with the Word. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Listen, amen. What he wrote, Joe, the letter Kenneth. Amen. If you stay with the Word, you're not going to be in the letter. Amen. Where the Word is received, the Spirit's coming. You hear me? But let's not forget a key ingredient. Where the Word of God is received, amen, it'll always, if we obey and approval, it'll bring the blood. And where the blood comes, the Spirit comes. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. There are three that bear witness. Amen. And amen. And listen, in the earth. And what is that? The Spirit and the water and the blood. And they agree in one. Well, they agree in Brother Joe. They agree in the blood. Come on. Come on. That's the whole of essence. Without the blood of Jesus, man can't have anything to do with God. Amen. I'm going to say that again. You don't hear a whole lot of blood preaching anymore. Without the blood of Jesus, man has no part with God. Amen. Except for the blood of Jesus, we can't even draw nigh. Amen. We can't come to God. Amen. That priest in that Old Testament, he had to offer the blood of that innocent animal as a type of the blood of Jesus Christ, or he had no access into the holiest of all. Amen. But he come by a new and living way. Even that broken body and the shed blood of Jesus Christ, we can come into that holiest of all. Hallelujah. And we can have fellowship, and we can commune with God, and God can commune with us. Amen. And he said we can go in and out and find green pasture. Amen. Let me hurry along. Amen. By the blood. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy. We got plenty of spoilers nowadays. Telling folks, amen, they can have a move of God without, amen, seeking God, without praying, without fasting, without hungering. Somebody is telling somebody an untruth and a pure old lie. Amen. If you want a move of God, amen, you're going to have to seek a move of God. Amen. Yes, God, listen, God desires to move, but God's not going to just come shove a move of God down on you. Come on with Brother Joe. I'm going to say, listen, I said, God is not just going to come shove His Spirit down on you. Amen. No, God's a gentleman. He's going to go where He's invited. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. He said, "Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you." Amen. Come on with me. That's where we got to be at. Hallelujah. Real glory. Amen. I better hurry. Listen. Amen. Listen, man, spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. Amen. Watch that stuff. Amen. Thinking God's just going to move because you're His little darling. Amen. You better get away from that business. Amen. He has no respect to person. It don't matter who my mother was or my father or my grandmother or my grandfather. Amen. Listen, God don't have grandchildren no how. He only has children. Amen to God. And listen, everybody gets anything from God, they're going to all get it the same way. Amen. I said they're going to all get it the same way. They're going to get it by seeking God. They're going to get it by hungering after the things of God. Amen. Listen, it's what is more valuable to me. Amen. Is it more valuable? Is it worth more to me to have a move of God? Amen. To have wealth. Is it more valuable for me to have a move of God than it is to have prestige with men? Is it more valuable to me to have a move of God than to have a life of ease and please my old flesh? Amen. If it's not, I'm never going to have a move of God. Amen. Israel. Amen. When she desired God, when she realized how much, listen, one of the greatest errors of our generation, amen, in the church is how little people think they need God. You hear me? That's a grave error. Amen. We think we can make it without... Listen, our brother Clendenin used to have a statement. I know he made people angry, but it's the truth. He said most of what was done on Sunday morning in church was done, could have been done without God ever having anything to done anything with it. Come on with me. I can tell you that is not what God has envisioned for the church. I said, that is not what God's envisioned. Amen. What do you know what God's envisioned for the church? Amen. Read it in Ephesians chapter 1, chapter 2, and chapter 3. The Apostle Paul said, I pray, amen, that you may understand what is the breadth and the width and the depth and the height. Amen. What is the, amen, the value of the calling that God has put on your life? Amen. My. Amen. I'm praying for you. Amen. That you might understand what all that means. Until we do, amen, when we understand the value of having God at work in our life, we will never have it. Amen. Come on. Amen. Listen, that old song that brother sung, I can't even walk without you holding my hand, ain't never been any truer words rung anywhere than that right there. Amen. If God does not work in us, everything we do is nothing going to be nothing more than pure old flesh. Amen. And the ability of that old carnal man. And it's not going to avail anything in the eternity. Amen. But it will avail shame and disgrace. Amen. But if we will let God, amen, have His way in our life, amen. Oh, Lord, would you move? Amen. Whatever that the price may be. Amen. Whatever the cost, Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, Lord, we got to have a move of your Spirit. Now I'm going to quote a Presbyterian whose name was Billy Sunday. Amen. Let me just tell you about Brother Sunday. He's a Presbyterian. Listen, but if you his knowledge of what was needed puts a lot of Pentecostals to shame today. Amen. There's a lot of people putting Pentecostals to shame, and I hate to say it. Amen. Brother Franklin Graham has got more backbone to stand against the wiles of the enemy than the big-name Pentecostals all over this country. You never hear any of them calling folks' hands. Amen. Thank God. I don't agree, amen, with unconditional eternal security, but I do agree with Brother Graham when he stands and says, we need God. Amen. We need God to move. Amen. We need to stand for God and what God said in the book. Hallelujah. Come on with me. Amen. As long as that man's telling the truth, I'm with him 100%. Amen. And I thank God for the boldness. Amen. My. We need boldness. But Brother Sunday, amen, was known for his revivals where he come and built the open tabernacles. Amen. In the early 1900s, amen, mid-1900s, around the 50s, amen, or so, Brother Sunday, amen, would write to people in an area and said, if you'll have cottage prayer meetings, if you'll have church prayer meetings, amen, if you'll meet and pray, amen, said, we'll come and we'll build a tabernacle and we'll, amen, have revival. Amen. But if you won't pray, if you won't have prayer meetings, we're not coming, amen, to build that tabernacle. Come on with Brother Joe. Brother Sunday, many times when he left town, amen, there wasn't nobody to buy the booze. There wasn't nobody to sell the booze. Amen. Come on. They supposedly had that big revival in Pensacola. You couldn't have never told it if somebody hadn't told you it was going on. You'd have never known it was there. Amen. But a lot of times when Brother Sunday's left town, the taverns were closed. Amen. Come on with me. God's moved. Amen. God's wrought back. His arm has been stretched forth. And He's wrought great things. I still believe if God moves, He won't nobody have to ask, has God moved in this area? Amen. It will speak for itself. Amen. You'll pardon me a minute. I'm spitting everywhere. Hallelujah. Listen. Amen. Brother Sunday, amen, was known. Amen. He's ordained with the Presbyterians, but they didn't like him. Amen. I'm telling you, they couldn't stand him. He's unorthodox. What do you mean? He's not stiff-necked. Amen. He don't stand proud and speak quietly and orderly in the pulpit. Amen. Yes, I realize that be moving around is not all the Spirit of God. Brother Ravenhill hardly ever moved from the pulpit, but I heard Brother MacDonald, amen, say that Brother Ravenhill preached at Cottage Hill Baptist Church, amen, back in the 80s, early 80s. Amen. He said, I sat there. Amen. The man's never raised his voice to a great deal, never moved far from the pulpit, but every word burnt like a coal of fire. Amen. Why? He's a praying man. Amen. He seeks. He knows. You read his books. You know Brother Ravenhill knew. If God didn't do something, there ain't nothing going to be done. Amen. Come on with me. Brother, amen, Brother Billy Sunday often would break a chair across the pulpit, amen, showing people how that God, amen, could suddenly, amen, break every chain and every fetter that would bind a person. Amen. He called it walking the sawdust trail. Put sawdust under that open tabernacle. When he gave that altar call, he said, are you willing to walk the sawdust trail? Walk down to this altar, amen, and give your life to God. Amen. Where'd Brother Sunday come from, Brother Joe? He was a professional baseball player back when they didn't pay him nothing. Amen. Listen, amen. He fell and walked into Pacific Garden Missions, drunk out of his mind. Amen. Somebody's a preaching the gospel. Amen. My. I'm telling you, Brother Sunday got him a good old dose, amen, of old time salvation. Hear me? Amen to God. And he's no longer, amen, hooked on the bottle anymore. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. God made a preacher out of him. My. Amen. I think God wants to do that a million times over today. Amen. I think if God had His way, there'd be a whole lot more folks saved before the sun come up in the morning and saved right now. Amen. How many, though, are willing to pay the price to see that happen? Amen. How many are hungry for the same thing that God desires? Amen. You know, listen, it's easy to get it easy in Zion. I'm telling you, that devil will come and he'll tell you how that you ought to just take it easy and all these other things. And he'll tell you how you ought to do the best for yourself because nobody else is. He's a liar. Amen. He's trying to get you not to do the will of God. He's trying to rob you as sure as God lives. He's not only trying to rob you, if we let the devil rob us, how many other folks is he going to rob because we haven't done what God said? Amen. Behold, the enemy cometh not, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I'm come, saith the Lord, that you might have life, and have it that you might have it more abundantly. Behold, I've called you with a holy calling. I've appointed you to be my witnesses. And behold, I've appointed you the vessels through which I may pour of my Spirit. Behold, pour in and out to a world that is dying and dead, saith the Lord. And behold, I say unto thee, I will cause thee to give an account because of that which I have given you, saith the Lord. As surely as I required of my servants of the two and the five and the one talent, I shall require of my servants at the last hour, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, we are accountable. Amen. We will give an answer. Amen. Let me hurry. I got to hurry and close. I get where I'm going so I can close. Listen. Amen. For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Amen. Let me just back up. After the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Traditions of men. Weirdo. Brother Clendenin, amen, used to have a school of Christ in areas where they had siestas and they slept in late. Amen. Brother Clendenin said, we ain't got but one tradition, and it's his tradition. Amen. He said, and I read where he's up early in that morning, and I read where he's prayed late into the night. Amen. Sometimes all night. He said, that's the traditions we have. Amen. Come on. I know a lot of people didn't like that. Amen. But I'm telling you, I admired that he stood for something. He stood for following Christ. Amen. No wonder that God took, amen, just a few million dollars and sent a school of Christ into 130-something countries around the world. Amen. My. Reaching folks, that people that had not been reached, amen, in years. Because God could give somebody a vision. What happened to him, Brother Joey? He went to the assemblies and they thought he was crazy. Amen. They wouldn't help him. He went to the Church of God. Amen. They done the same thing. Amen. But his church in Beaumont, Texas, amen, put over $1 million into that mission work in 10 years. Amen. He went behind that wall that fell. Amen. Come on. Established churches by the droves. Amen. After a while, amen, here comes the assemblies and said, we lock in on your deal. He said, you ain't going to mess it up like you messed everything else up. You stay away from it. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. God's going to have a move, and He don't have to have the precepts of men. He don't have to have men's ways. His ways are higher than God man's ways are. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul reached a great deal of the world. He never knew what a radio was, never had a jet plane to fly around on. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Most of the road on horseback. Amen. To get around and be rode. Amen. Or walk them old dusty roads. But he turned the world upside down because he had something most of this crowd don't have. He had God. Amen. Come on with me. Hey, listen to that. Listen to that. One of the greatest weapons the devil has is telling people they are nobody. That devil ain't doing that just to be hateful to you. He's doing that to try to get you to buy his bait so you won't believe that God can take a nobody. Come on, listen, and do something with a nobody. If you read your Bible, amen, listen, read that Bible, and you will find that God, amen, found nobodies all over the place. Come on. I got to tell a story. Being I got here, the Holy Ghost has put me here. Amen. I can't remember the name of the preacher. Saved my life. Amen. Brother MacDonald used to talk about him. Amen. Just south of Chicago. Run 20-something thousand in church on Sunday morning. Amen. He, as a young man, amen, in church on the morning service, the football hero stood up and said he'd been called into the ministry. Amen. Everybody in the church swooned. Amen. Heaven's been blessed. Thank God. Amen. We're going to get somewhere now. Amen. Said that evening, amen, that young man, God got on him and he said he stood and told everybody that God had called me to the ministry. Everybody said, oh God, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. Amen. It's going down the tube now. Amen. He went to seminary school. Amen. Hadn't been in seminary school very long until his professor looked at him and said, a carpenter. A plumber maybe, but never a preacher. Amen. You might be a carpenter. You might even be a plumber, but you ain't never going to be a preacher. Amen. He said, I sure am glad I didn't listen at that professor. Amen. Several 10 years later, down the road, he's late for a meeting to preach a big, revival conference. Amen. And he's come in the front door of that huge theater, and they set chairs out in the aisle. He's walking down through that dark, aisles, and he bumps into a man that's sitting in one of those chairs. And he turned, he said, he looked at me, and behold, it was the professor that said, a carpenter or a plumber maybe, but never a preacher. Amen. That song Sister Violet used to like to hear me sing. Amen. When others seen a shepherd boy, God saw a king. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. God knows how to take the least. Amen. That'll yield themselves to God. Amen. And do things within the world cannot believe. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost. My, I couple who Sunday hell. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. God, amen, knows how to take a vessel that's nothing. Amen. I love that song. Amen, brother. Amen. Bowling sings. Ooh, hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Behold, it's not by might, nor is it by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Behold, I say unto thee, it is I that will equip thee. It is I that enables thee. It is I that will give thee knowledge, will give thee strength. Behold, will give thee wisdom. It is I that will give thee direction. It is I that will shine the light on the path that thou must walk in. Behold, all I've asked thee to do, saith the Lord, is to follow me. And I will make thee to become fishers of men. Behold, if thou wilt but simply keep my commandments.
We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you is our prayer.